We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting 16 lines from the bottom. Itmar, move to the end of a line, near Tosfos Der Masechta Deika, if you want to find it. Itmar. Itmar Rav Velevi, Chad Omar Shliches Yad Tzricha Chesaron, one man the Amol Shliches Yad Nid Chesaron, but Chad Omar Shliches Yad Einer Tzricha Chesaron. There's a pasuk in the Torah when it comes to Shomrim, that if you're Shleach Bayad, then you are chayiv in oinsim. You're chayiv in oinsim. Now, what is shlichas yad? Shlichas yad means I use it for myself. What does that mean? So, zok, the machlokes here. One man yama says it has to act, just using it alone is not a kosher shlichas yad. You have to actually take something from it, make something missing from it. And one man yama says, no, it does not need chesaron. So, we have machlokes Rabbi Levi. We don't know who holds what. So, let's try to figure it out. Who holds what? Testayim, the rabu dama, shlichas yad in shlichasaron. Let's prove that Rav is the one who holds that Shlichas Yad does not need a chesaron. Netanya, Nuntan Abraisa. Roya Shai Roya Edroy, a shepherd was taking care of his cattle, his herd of cattle, and Veniach Edroy Balir, he takachapt, he forgot Davin Mincha, it was a Rosh Chodesh, he was very mocked with that day in a minyan, and he saw he was going back to the city, Davin Mincha, and he left the whole herd of cattle by itself, Ubazev, and a wolf came, Vitaraf, and he killed one of the animals. Ubari Vidaras. Or Ari, a lion came Vidaras. The difference between Taraf and Daras is Taraf means he kills it and brings it to his back to his place to eat it. The Ari is Daras on the spot, eats it up on the spot. So Ubari Vidaras, the Lach is a potter. Now why you potter? The reason why you potter is because it's Oinus. I can ask me, it's Chlos of Shir of Seth Oinus. He left it by itself. I mean, Avad, if you would have been there, Ari would have hurt you anyway, but still, you Chlos of Shir. So the Gemara answers, in Daf Mem Gimel Beis, I think Daf Mem Gimel, Sadi Gimel Beis, the Gemara answers, so later on in the Perak HaShoyal, in Perak HaSeich HaSeilim, that the case where there was, that the reason why he left, not because of Mincha, he left because of the lion. That's one pshat. Or another pshat is that everyone left then, it was very normal to leave then, that was expected, it was not a pshia. And therefore, he's part. Let's say he put his stick, his walking stick, and his sack on the behemoth, which is called shlichas yad, yechayiv. The loch is in yechayiv, because once you do shlichas yad, yechayiv boinsen. So freight and the Gemara asked there, "Vavina ba mishum the niach makler v'tamiloi aloha chayiv," because you put your makler tamila on it, chayiv hashaklin. You took it off already. Like, could you put it in one second? That's called a reish shlichas yad. No, it's not like that. Amar Nachman Avu Amar Rav, but oydin aloha. It's still on it. Freight the Gemara still. He oydin aloha my hava aloi mashcha. To do shlichas yad, you have to actually do mashicha, do like a kinyan. It's like a gzela. You have to move it. You have to make a mashicha. For my gain, for my use. So the Gemara, and like Tosfos speaks out, Gemara has a kasha hashaklinu. So there also, before the Gemara knew this already, that Mashkal Gemara said right away hashaklinu. So what? Ma'ase you over already. So Tosfos speaks out because we're going to. It's really Rashi speaks out also. We're going to Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi and Tosfos speak out. We're going to Rabbi Shmuel in charge of Bailam. So if you took off the stick already, so I returned it already. But then the Gemara says, okay, left it on. Gemara says, still, even if you leave it on, lechari ni mashicha, that even though it's oydin aleha, it's not called in your rishus to be chai ba'oinsim until you make a mashicha. So the Gemara answers, you know what it means, haniach makle v'tamiloi? Bam Rav Yishmael b'Rav Yitzchak Gemara Av, shekisha b'mak v'rotz alfanov, which Tosfos explains, it means, you put the makle v'tamiloi aleha, kol kach b'choizek at rotz alfanov, you put it down so hard, until it ran to you. And therefore it was a mashicha. And it was a Mashicha, and that's Shlichas Yad. Ad kan Rav's Pshat in that Brisa. And now, Yitchayra, Shlichas Yad, where's the Chasaran? V'aloi Chasra. Ela lav sh'mamino, k'sov Shlichas Yad is a Chasaran. Remember, this Brisa says, you put your Makhlev Tamila on, which with Taiching means you did a Mashicha, the loch is Yichayi Boinsim. Why? Because Shlichas Yad. But L'chayra is no Chasaran. Ela my Rav holds, you don't need Chasaran. You hit it and you weakened it with the makel. Not only did you hit it and it came to you, you actually weakened it. And therefore you did do chesar. Why did you pick a makel? Why did you say a stick? Say you put it in your bag. What's makel? Teretz is, a makel is a makel chazaka, is a hard, like Rashi says, is a hard bang. And Shmami, no, it's dafka chesar. With the Rav Sava Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chesaron, Levi Sava Shtichas Ayin Shtichas Aron. So it must be, if Rav holds that Shtichas Ayin needs a Chasaron, and Levi obviously holds you don't need a Chasaron. So we started off trying to prove that Rav holds that you don't need Chasaron, and coming out, he holds you do need Chasaron, that's what comes out. Rav holds you do need Chasaron, and Levi holds you don't need Chasaron. Now, my time with Levi, what's Pshat Levi, what's his Raya that you don't need Chasaron? Because the Torah just said that Shtichas Ayin, you say it means Chasaron. Like, how do you know what a Chasaron? My time with Levi. That, like, the stomach would be a need Chasaron. So what's Pshat Levi? So Rabbi Yochanan said over from Rabbi Yossi, that, which means really that there's two parashas of Shlichas Yad. There's one parasha of Shlichas Yad by Shem Echinam and one by Shem Vesachar. And what Rav Yossi Ben Aroi is tining, I don't need both of them. Because once I have it by Shem Echinam, of course I have it by Shem Vesachar. And Rav Yochanan said, not like that. Ne'am ha'inim ha'shunah. They're not different, they're the same. And we'll see exactly, I was explaining exactly what Mashonah means, not Mashonah. I'm going to explain right away. Well, my Mashonah, what does it mean, Rabbi Yossi said Mashonah? We're trying to explain Levi. What does it mean, Mashonah? Loi toy mashtich azyah b'shem esacha, v'teis v'shem echinam. Don't say shtich azyah b'shem esacha, and learn out from shem echinam. Uma shem echinam, shepot v'gnei v'aveda. Ma'ad shem echinam, which is cool dick, it's pot v'gnei v'aveda. If shalach v'yad chayiv, if shalach v'yad chayiv in Einzin, Shem Mesachos Chayav Nei Beveda. It's even more chamer lekolshgen. So what am I hechasuk asvinu? Why did the Rechmano? Why did Torah write Shlichas Yad? The parish of Shlichas Yad by Shem Mechinam. That means by Shem Mechinam says v'nikrav abalbayis elakim lo yishalach yad lechas rehu. And it says by Shem Mesachos Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim lo yishalach yad lechas rehu. Why does it have to say by Shem Mesachos? It's a kalva chaymer. Economy, so it's extra. So Rav Yossi Ben Aroi, my help is a chesvinu. The Rachman Aleim Alach Shlichas Yad in the tree chesaron, and that would be the Makar Levi that you don't need a chesaron. That's why it says twice. If it's only say once Shlichas Yad said needs a chesaron, now it says twice. Extra pas teaches us the Shlichas Yad don't need chesaron. Yeah, because it's a gilu. It's an extra pas. It's a gilu. It's a gilu milsa that does not need chesaron. Does not need chesaron, which is a really Taisus kash you're asking. So Taisus asks that I'll read the Tais inside. I told you the Torah, I'll read the Tais inside because we're having Tais Kasha. I'm talking about very Taisvis. Hot Tainu Shom Masacha the Asik Kol Hachi El B'Shem Chinam and Ole Imish Shom Masacha. It's not Raya. Masacha Masacha Shkin Chayiv and Veda. It's your Kasha. Yeshleimar Kimish Lichas Yad Chayiv B'Tavayu Einzel Gilu Milsa L'Meil of the Noz. It's a Gilu Milsa. One Shlichas Yad is the same thing. This is Chesaron and Chesaron, and that helps. So the Gemara. Vani Oimer, but Rabbi Yechim himself says, Eino Mishuna. Eino Mishuna means it's not extra. Why? Kirab Elazar, the Omar, Dovado Achasi. They both have their own Egan and Milus. Both Shemichim says, Zacha. My Dovado Achasi, what does that mean? Shemichim Mifrach, Shemichim has a chumra over Shemichim. Mal Shemichim is given a sham to stum a cave of a turn time as Ganav. A Shemichim, if you come over to him and say, where's my behema? Where's my watch? And he says, well, stolen. And then if they found that he took it himself, he pays kefal. Or Shem Mesach never pays kefal. Why not? Because if he says it was stolen, he has to pay. So Shem Echim the Chumra, Shem Echim to be kefal, turn it down as Ganav. So therefore, he holds that they both have a Maila. So you can't learn one from each other. You need both of them. So Vadi, you need Chasar and Rechim saying. It's not right. That's not good Pshan Levi. Umad Loi Paruch, the one of Yesu doesn't hold the Sapir Chasava, Karnab Loi Shvu Adifa Mekreel Beshvu. The Maisa, it's still. The case of Shem Echinam was that you denied it and you swore and then you found that you stole it, you pay kefal. The case of Shem Mesach is you pay the keren, the principal right away. That's more chomer. Paying Gnei Aved is more chomer than paying kefal when you lie. So therefore, he still holds that Shem Echinam is more kuladik than Shem Mesach. Rava Omar, Rava says, okay, so that's so really we're not Pshat Levi right now then, if you're Rav Yechinam, because the fear of Rab Elazar, the Dov the Achasi, we need both Pesukim. And we don't know they don't need Chasar. We don't know that we're out of Chasar and Nechayim. So Rav doesn't take care of that problem. Rav Amar, Be'etzem, Loi Soymer Shtichas Yad, Loi B'Shem Echinom, V'Loi M'Shem Esacha. Don't say Shtichas Yad, neither by Shem Echinom, or by Shem Esacha. V'Teisi M'Shoyel, and learn out from Shoyel. U'ma Shoyel, Till das bialim ka'ovit. Shalom v'yachayiv. Shem echinam shem ezach loy kol shkein. Which means the Gemara is doing like this. An interesting type of drasha. The Gemara is saying like this. Why is shal chayiv nainzim? Because kol anash loy. He's using it for free. Every shleach yad is using it for free. Every shleach yad is using it for free. Since he's using it for free, Therefore, he's chayav vayntzim. So of course, every shloach yar is chayav vayntzim. So it, both psukim are extra. Ma shoyel the das baram ka'ovid shloach v'yachayev, which means you use the chayav shemichim shemzachol lekolshkin lomo nema. So why say shemichim and shemzachol? Chod olayim lach shuches adin shuchesaron. One teaches does not shuchesaron. V'idach so time a dialogue with din liskenidin. The other one teaches you that dialogue with din liskenidin. Ma shoyel v'baylam potter af shemichim shemzachol baylam potter. Shemichim and shemzachol also be potter v'baylam even by shloach yar because dialogue with din liskenidin. Now the only question is like this, that what are we saying? That we're learning Ashtichas Yavim Shoyal, but we say we have a problem. We don't know, how do you know it does Nichasaron? So we have an extra pasuk that tells you it does Nichasaron. Shoyal also does Nichasaron. If you're learning Ashtichas Yavim Shoyal, learn out together that does Nichasaron also. As I break Taisvith on the bottom, Taisvith Masach Chodah. Vim Taima, Nelef Meshoyal, the Ain't Shichasaron, Meshach Meshich Chayv and Tzal. Even though you didn't use it yet. So the Taisvith answer that Shoyal is different, because Shoyal, since you have a right midas bialim to use it and not to put it away, that is stronger than shaloi l'das, and that's partially why chesar and yechayev. But shaking over here that you don't have das, there you need chesar maybe. I entice this if you didn't understand this. I go I entice this. I entice this. Hakaponim, the Gemara goes further. Gemara says, "Lamadi amashdir chesar tzuricha chesar and you do need chesar." So you learn everything from shayol, but hani tarat shdir chesar lamali. Why you need these two extra psukim? The fee the man the holds that you need chesar. So what's the two? And you learn after Mishael. So Malak Tais explains you can learn after Mishael as well. But why don't you two extra psukim? By shemichin and shemizach about shdi chesiyat. So Mara says, Chodosh loytoyim dialov and lizgnidin. First of all, one is that you shouldn't say dialov and lizgnidin. And you should. I spoke at the Gemara. I spoke at the Gemara right before. That you would think you're potter by Bailim, if Shoyal Bailim, you think you're potter by Shlich Yad, just like by Shoyal, Kamashlo, no, that's the extra part of Shlich Yad. We said before, there's two extra parts of Shlich Yad. One is tell you you don't need Chesaron, the other one tell you you don't say dialogue and Mesdin. Because if you learned that on Shoyal, you would say, just by Shoyal. If you had Bailim, Bal of Ima, you're potter, maybe Shlich Yad potter Bal of Ima also. Terry says you're not potter by Bal of Ima, that's the extra part. So, if you don't have that you need chesar, what's the two extra psukim? One of the teachers, the ball of imoy is not potter, you don't say diet. V'idach, the other ones, the Italian for the braisa, following braisa, it says, in the pasuk, v'ashamechinam nikr v'al bayis elolikim, it says that you get close to bezdin, im lo yishal gel mechzareyu. Now, who said it means a shvuah? We know that Hashem Mechina has to make a shvua, and that's the only time Taka is chayiv kefilim with a shvua. How do we know? It never says in the pasuk anything about shvua. All it says, v'nikra ba'alabai, it's all like him. It just says the ba'alabai gets near Bezdin. Okay, maybe you get to Bezdin to pay. What did it say? Yeah. So who said you're potter? What do you see anything here? Maybe it means you're chayiv. Im lo yamatzu gan, don't say potter. Im lo yamatzu gan, don't say potter. Im lo yamatzu gan, don't say potter. Don't say. So, how do you know? We were very used to this because we know already this drasha. L'shvua, atayim l'shvua, ain't el adin. Maybe it's for just going for din. That's all it means. Ain't el adin. If you look at Moisef Rashi, like Baba Kamara says, ain't el adin l'peroyin, d'shevichinim sh'ton nigva yishalim. Maybe you pay. Mara says, nem r'shtichaz yad l'matam, r'shtichaz yad l'maylo. It says r'shtichaz yad by Shem Esacha. And there it says, shvua sashem tia ben shneim l'shach yad l'reir. This cloud means a shvua. Ma, here's also a shvua. So the bottom Rashi, Afkan l'shvua. The bottom Rashi, Lamadnu Shem Shalom Kefel. At the times God will lack a shvua. V'gam Lamadnu Sheniftar Begneva Vaveda b'shvua. This is the makar that you're part of Gneva Veda. So that's we need this extra pasuk of Shlichas Yadi just to make the Gneva Shava and to learn out from here to Shem Esacha. And just like Shem Esacha has a shvua, he also has a shvua. The shvua is the part you from Gneva. So we're saying, why is this shlichas yad by Hashem Mechina? Just to make a gzeres shava to Hashem Mesachah deyichayiv nevei veda.
What's the shuva
Hashem Mesachah about? There was a case of oinus. There wasn't shalach yad. They didn't do shlichas yad. And we have here a gzeres shava, and that's a two psukim. One pasuk is to teach us that you don't say daya, and the yichayiv v'baylim. Bal of yimah is chayiv by shlichas yad. All the pasukim did the shuva. And the olam adiyamar, the two psukim, one pasuk is to teach us that you don't need chesaron, and the other pasuk is that you shouldn't say die, you should say ball of imoy. So the bottom line is, we have machlokes amaroyim if shvicha chesaron or not, And we said pshat in Levi because he has extra pasuk. Either the whole Shem Chinam is extra, or both of them extra, like we just learned in our sugya.